This is continuing with Professor Stumpers on 12th August 1981.
Yes, so the meeting of the board without Oort decided that we should really work for a few years with the wind telescope we had and not ask for immediately for more money, because they said we can still work with the wind telescope. And then Van der Hulst phoned Oort of this more or less decision and came back and said, Oort wishes very strongly that we accept his proposal, and that's 12. So the whole board changed its mind and said, if Oort thinks so, then we will fall for it.
Oh, I see. But now, is this as early as 1958? Because I thought that was much later when the final decision was made. Like 62 or 63?
Well, it was rather too early in our opinion after the opening of the...
I see.
So it cannot be later than 60 from my feeling.
Because, of course, there was the whole Benelux aspect of it.
And there was, it was going to be... As you know, in the early days we thought even of putting it on the border of Holland and Belgium.
It was going to be lower frequency also in the early days.
But that was... Yes, that was before we decided to go to Westerbork.
Yes.
But there were other terrains also in the Zuiderzee. There was one that had been mustered, and there were near our laboratories. And Professor Swings from Belgium was a member of our board for about 2 years. But then, as it happened, there was, I think, the Southern Telescope for optical purposes, and the Belgian government said you can either work with the Dutch radio telescope or with all the others on
the European,
optical telescope.
European Southern Observatory,
And of course Holland did work on both.
Right.
But in Belgium they would give only money for one of the two.
Right.
And the Belgian astronomers decided then that it would be better for them to have the optical telescope. And Professor Sphinx withdrew from our board.
Who do you remember as really having the idea of, first having the idea that an array would be a good thing to have, an array of some kind? I mean, is that really Seeger's idea, for instance?
I would not really know it now. Not necessarily, because he had so many other ideas. Christensen will know it exactly because he was there.
Yes. Well, I have talked to him also. He must have told me it, but once again, I don't remember exactly.
He must have had a great influence because he had already experienced
with arrays.
Arrays.
Right. And I also have the minutes of those meetings.
I think we never knew all the details, but the proposals came via Oort in the board.
Yes.
And he took his advice, and he was the one also we asked Christians to come over to Holland. But before it was so far that the parabolas were alive, Christians had already left again for Australia.
Right. Okay, well, unless there's something else that you'd like to say about that error, that pretty much covers what I wanted to cover.
Well, all right, fine.
Okay, hartelijk bedankt.
Yeah.
So that ends the interview with Stumpers at IRSI on 12 August 1981, or 13th August.